Hello and welcome to the Hawk Talk on the QU Media Podcast Network. I'm your host, Gage Evans. Today, we will be talking about the fall sports here at the university. Fall sports are in full swing, and we have a lot to cover. GLVC sports, football, soccer, and volleyball are getting a lot of attention and notoriety around campus. We'll talk about an American fall sport tradition making its way to QU for the first time towards the end of the program. But first, I'd like to introduce my sports reporter panel from the communication department here at QU. Jonas Halsinger will be here today to talk about women's volleyball. Henry Ballmer is here to talk about NCAA football. Miguel Valdovinos is here to talk about men's soccer. And we have Brian Holloway here to talk about women's soccer. As of this taping of the Hawk Talk podcast, women's volleyball is headed into league play with an incredible record. Jonas, what can you tell us about the team?
Thanks, Gage. First of all, I think everybody knows that the girls' volleyball team is going into the season with a 10-0 record, which is incredible. But it's no coincidence. I was actually on the phone with the head coach, Mark Jones, yesterday, and he told me that this is the best group he has ever coached, and he's just very fortunate to be coaching Quincy Women's Volleyball this year. Of course, there's excitement for the 10-0, but they need to keep pushing. They have two very important games ahead. One is against Missouri S&T today. QU won both games against them last year, and they hope to continue the streak.
Certainly. You can tell the whole motto of a revenge season for them after having an early GLVC conference playoff exit last year. They want to make revenge for that this year, and they are off to a strong start doing so. Thank you for that. To talk about NCAA football, here is Henry Ballmer.
Thanks, Gage. The football team is now, they just even their record to 1-1 after a big win against Trinity International, led by Tion Harris, who won the Offensive Player of the Week with 300 passing yards and a new school record of 6 touchdowns. His favorite target was A.J. Harden, who had 5 catches for 140 yards and 3 TDs. Their overall record now is 1-1, and they head to Walsh University, North Canton, take on Walsh. They are 0-2 right now, and hopefully the Hawks can improve their record to 2-1, come back for the homecoming game and beat Ashland to be 3-1 on the season.
Certainly. That homecoming game has a lot of hype around it, and as always, will be a fun one, I'm sure. Not only with NCAA football here at Quincy University, they will be adding a sprint football team, and when their season gets underway, we will have a lot to cover about them on this podcast as well. But for now, thank you for that information on NCAA football here at Quincy University, Henry. Now we will go over here to Miguel Valdovinos that has been researching information about the QU men's soccer team. Miguel, how's the team doing so far?
They're about 500 right now. They're 2-2-2, meaning that they've won 2 games, they lost 2, and they tied 2. And recently, they lost to Drury 0-3. That was their very first conference game. But they're currently the 11th in the standings in the GLVC. And one of their best wins of the season was the game before Drury. They won in the 89th minute by a goal by George Asby. Yeah, and they just need to get it together because they haven't won a game in the past 3 games. And they have a game this Friday against Missouri, St. Louis, this Friday.
Gotcha.
And that's our opportunity to get a win.
Well, hopefully they certainly can do that and rally their season around so they can reach the GLVC playoffs towards the end of the season. We've highlighted just a few fall sports on the fields and courts of QU today. And then next, we have Brian Holloway here to talk about Quincy women's soccer. Brian, how's the women's soccer team doing so far?
Well, as of the 11th, they had a tie game with Drury, so that would bring their record to a 0-2-3 tie record. All right, as of the 11th, after they play Drury University to a tie game, their record would now be at 0-2-3. So right now they have no wins, but there's still more games to play during the season. So who knows how they'll play. They actually had a preseason ranking of 10th, and they're actually doing better than that. So that's something to look forward to.
Well, that's cool to see, certainly.
There is one player who has been who has gotten highlighted for this week. She has gotten Defensive Player of the Week. Her name is Olivia Kent, and she is the goalkeeper for QU. She has currently 8 saves and recorded 3 shutouts in a straight row.
Very nice, very nice. Well, it seems like they are just right there on the cusp of getting their first win, so hopefully they can put together a full game and get on the board for that one. Thank you for that insider information, Brian. So far, we've highlighted just a few of the fall sports on the fields and courts of QU today. We'll be able to visit more in future podcasts, but I'd like to switch over to start to end this show today by asking my panelists about a homecoming tradition. Many of us had non-traditional high school experiences because of COVID and everything that it offset, but specifically, some of us didn't have prom or homecoming dances. QU this year is hosting a homecoming dance for the students. Tell me, did you guys have dances in high school? Were you able to attend them? And then will you be attending QU's homecoming as well? We'll start with you, Brian.
Oh, of course we have prom and homecoming and stuff like that. Me, that was just never my thing, so I probably won't be attending this year.
Gotcha. Miguel?
Yes, my high school did have some too. I never attended it because we had football stuff the next day, and it would just be too tired after. And, yeah, that's it.
Fair. Got to keep priorities straight. Henry?
Yeah, my school had homecoming and prom too. I did attend prom, but I didn't attend homecoming. I thought it was kind of lame, but that's fair. About it.
What about QU's homecoming? Do you think you'll be going to this one?
I think it'll be like game time decision if I go.
Fair. You got to really wait out to the last moment. Yeah. See who's going and whatnot. And then Jonas.
In my high school, we did have a prom, but like this tradition of homecoming is something new to me here in the U.S. And last year was really nice, and I hope this year is going to be the same.
Is there a kind of similar experience for you in Austria for surrounding homecoming in those dances? Obviously the like prom, but homecoming basically is usually... It's formatted around underclassmen. It's a dance for underclassmen. Did you guys have anything like that, or were you able to go to prom at any age?
We could go to prom at any age, but there would be nothing comparable to the homecoming, I think.
Yeah, certainly. Well, thank you all for joining Hawk Talk this week for the QU Media Podcast Network. I'm Gage Evans.